Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here at the Dow Event Center in Saginaw, where the Rangers started strong, but I do believe the spirit was willing while the legs were weak, and Saginaw gets the final five goals of the game. Let's take a look at your scoring summary going back to the first period, and Luca Romano's third goal in five games, his sixth of the season, unassisted at 18:35, 1-0 Rangers at the end of one. In the second, it would be Matt Sopp with the goal, his 28th of the season and second in as many games. Misiljevic and Carson Campbell drawing the assists. It came at 10:09 of the second, and it was 2-0 for the Kitchener Rangers. But then, just 56 seconds later, Joey Willis would score his seventh of the season from Matias Sapovalov. That sliced the Rangers' lead in half. It was 2-1, and that's how the second period would come to an end. In the third, it was all spirit. Hunter Haight with his 20th of the season from Calum Mangoni and Jorian Donovan at 8:07. That tied the game 2-2. Then about 3 minutes later, Joey Willis with his second of the game, eighth of the season, from Roddy Dionizio and Calum Mangoni, 11:13, the time of the goal, and it was 3-2 Saginaw, their first lead of the game. Michael Misa would then pick off a pass at his own blue line, Carson Rakoff trying to go blue line all the way across, and it was picked off by Misa, who went in and beat Tristan Malba for his 23rd of the season, the goal coming with exactly 5 minutes to play. It was 4-2 Saginaw, and then Mangoni into an empty net from Matias Sapovalov with exactly 2 minutes remaining. And that's all this one wrote on your Saturday night here in Saginaw. 5-2 the final in favor of the Spirit, who go 0-4 on the Channers power play tonight. The Kitchener Rangers go 0-1. Saginaw outshoots Kitchener 37-18, and a crowd of 4,884 were here at the Dow to take it in. Post-game coverage is brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at the Dow Event Center, where the Rangers fall for the second time this season, but a little closer than the last time we were in here at the Dow. That was an 8-2 final in favor of the Spirit. Tonight, it's a 5-2 final, but really the matter at hand here is the Kitchener Rangers, who are facing all manner of adversity. Not only are the games as tough as they've been all season long, it started last Wednesday in Guelph, then back-to-back versus London. This weekend, you're up to the Sioux, and you're taking on these Saginaw Spirit. And for your efforts, you get the London Knights in Kitchener on Tuesday, and then another game against the Guelph Storm. So that is about, or the Erie Otters, too. So that is about as tough a stretch as you can expect in this league. And while the Rangers are facing that tough stretch, they're facing it without several key members of their lineup, including Philip Machar, Trent Swick, who's up to 20 goals this season. Mitch Martin remains in sick bay with the Rangers, and then suspensions to Matt Andonofsky. Also, an injury to Cameron Reed, a defenseman who logs a lot of minutes. So the kids are getting some valuable minutes under their skates, which will no doubt accelerate their development and help down the road. But the Rangers really need to get out of this funk right now, which has now reached four games straight Kitchener has dropped. A little bit of good news for you Rangers fans, I think anyway, you'll take some comfort in this. And that is a 5-4 loss for the London Knights in Erie tonight. 6,581, a sold-out crowd at the Erie Insurance Arena on Star Wars night. London did battle back from a 3-0 deficit to force overtime in that one. And the Otters win it 5-4. In Owen Sound, the Attack fall 4-3 to the Flint Firebirds. Windsor puts up a snowman, winning 8-2 over Peterborough. And one game still underway, it's Oshawa and Barrie tied 2-2 with 3 minutes to play. Let's go downstairs to Paul Fixter.
Thanks, Mike. I'm with head coach UC Hokies. And coach, another good effort, I thought, by your hockey club tonight. What changed after your team got the 2-0 lead?
It wasn't about the 2-0 lead. I think 29 minutes we played really well. We stick to our system. We were humble enough. We played pucks deep. We didn't overplay. We didn't really have any turnovers during 29 minutes. Then bad thing, D zone faceoff. We didn't mark our guy. They get one, and then. But then we started missing pucks, a lot of turnovers, then not being smart. D-zone, when you have to, it's been on your end, then you have to just chip it out. We tried two hard plays, and it is. And then for some guys, two games, really big minutes, and kind of you couldn't play. And we played, but I thought, like, 10 minutes, like the last 10 of the second, like I thought we got it through. But then third period, we just lost way too many pucks and lost turnovers in our puck management. And still, D-zone, like, we have to be harder.
Coach, I thought on their second goal, Malbeuf was interfered with in the crease. Care to comment on that or not?
Well, yeah, for how we saw why we challenged it, it was the guy had two skates in the blue, and then Malbeuf couldn't move even the cross pass and kind of interfered his movement. So that's why we thought it was goalie interference. And but sometimes it goes like this. It's always you never know what happens when you challenge.
Just your thoughts on the play of Malbeuf tonight. I thought he was outstanding.
Oh, yeah, he played a great game. He gave us a chance to win. Their goalie played too good, but he played outstanding.
Well, congratulations on your team battling and putting up a good effort with a bit of a depleted lineup.
Ah, well, it's not enough. We have to start winning, but we're going through a rough patch now, and we just have to learn from it, and if we learn, it might be a really good thing thinking about for the end of the season.
Thanks, Coach. Look forward to seeing you Tuesday.
All right, thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. Time to turn the ship around, but hopefully it's something you learn from building towards the end of the season. Rangers fall for the fourth consecutive time, 5-2 the final tonight in Saginaw. Your post-game show for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Rangers fall 5-2 here in Saginaw. Paul Fixter is ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with, in my estimation, tonight's first, second, and third star. That Tristan Malbeuf was outstanding in net. Tristan, just your thoughts on the game overall.
Yeah, you know, I thought we had a great effort in the first half, and it slipped away from us a bit in the second, but, you know, we battled. They're a top team. Got to give a lot of credit to them, and I think, yeah, we'll see them again down the road. So a lot of big games coming up.
One thing you always look for in a goaltender is to give your team a chance to win. You did that tonight. How have you found your gaming? You've had some really good starts in the last number of games.
Yeah, I think just working with goalie coach Jordan DeCourt and focusing on just tracking pucks, keeping a positive mindset, and just being really building my confidence. And I think that's helped me just be pretty consistent and been able to string a few pretty good starts together.
Jordan, Tristan, I thought on the Jordan DeCourt on my mind, on the second goal that ultimately ended up counting, I thought you were interfered with a little bit. Were you able to get across as well as you wanted, or were you interfered with just a little bit?
Yeah, maybe interfered with a little bit, but, you know, that's how the bounces go sometimes. Didn't get that one tonight, but I guess the bounces will go in my favor next time.
Last question I have of you is, when you have a younger defense corps out there, McNeil and Diracolo, Are you a little bit more vocal, or do you just play your same game and not really worry about having young defensemen out there?
Yeah, I think when we have a young defense corps, it definitely gives me opportunity to step up and prove why I'm a good goalie. And I think, yeah, it gives me an opportunity to shine, and it's a bit of a challenge, but I like the challenge. And obviously, they did a great job tonight, and they've been really good for us.
Congratulations on a solid performance tonight for your hockey club. Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thanks very much, Paul. Tristan Malbouf joining Paul Fixter post-game. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Rangers fall 5-2 here in Saginaw. You're listening to City News 570.
Once the East Avenue Blues step off the ice, it's time to break down the game. This is City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at the Dow Event Center in Saginaw, where a crowd of almost 4,900 goes home pretty darn happy. They might not have been sure midway through the game. Rangers were up 2-0 till midway through the second period, but Saginaw would score the next five and finish off a 5-2 victory, taking the season series 3-1. Let's take a look at your three stars from this game, which are brought to you by the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Hunter Haight scored a goal that would turn out to be the game-tying goal early in the third period, and he was named star number three of this game. Caleb Mangoni, a goal and two helpers, is star number two, and Joey Willis, who pots a pair for Saginaw, is the first star of this contest tonight. So it's a home side sweep of your three stars, going Willis, Mangoni, and Haight. Your three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. We'll take a quick break, come back to wrap with Paul Fixter right after this. Your post-game show for USave Flooring. You're listening to City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
All right, two really quick things. One is, it's freezing, I want to warm up. Two is, we got to get home. So we'll keep this brief, Paul Fixter, but a tough one for the Rangers. Look, they brought an effort again tonight, but they just did not have the horses in the stable to compete with the Saginaw lineup.
No, and there were two comments from head coach Ahokas that really stood out with me. One was, you know, the puck management got away from them. There were some turnovers that ultimately cost them goals. And two, what I really liked is, and this is the competitiveness in him, he's not feeling sorry for himself and the team. He says, we need to find a way to start winning hockey games again, Mike, because that's four in a row and back-to-back weekends with no wins. And that's not acceptable in his eyes, regardless of the lineup that they have. And I really like that, because that is the right message to send.
I liked when he used the word humble in talking about when the game kind of changed. They played 29 good minutes, but then they weren't as humble in terms of just get pucks deep. Like, it's not a track meet. You're not going to pad stats. It's not about the points. It's about playing the kind of game you need to play to win. And maybe the Rangers got away from that when all of a sudden they're up 2-0, and they thought, maybe we can add more here.
They did get away from it a little bit, and the other side of that is Saginaw, after their first goal, just seemed to elevate their game. They were the faster team tonight, the quicker team. They were on loose pucks. They denied entry. They didn't allow Kitchener very much offensive zone time to generate anything. And in the end, again, I hate to be critical, but the high-end players for Kitchener, the offensive high-end players, needed to bring a little bit more offense, battle a little bit harder, in my estimation, to give this team a chance to pull out the victory tonight, and they didn't get that.
Denying entries. It felt like Saginaw had the puck all night.
They had it for a good portion of it, and when you outshoot a team 37-18, you do have the puck more than the opposition.
All right, get ready for London, because that's who's next for the Kitchener Rangers. That's a home game. We'll see you at the Memorial Auditorium on Tuesday night, and we always look forward to coming home. Not that we haven't been well taken care of on the road. A couple of great communities to come and visit. Consider a spring trip to watch the junior hockey championship here in Saginaw, you could do a lot worse than this part of Michigan for sure. We got to catch a bus and come back home to Kitwatville. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer back at the boardwalk in Kitchener, Adam Sanderson, my name is Mike Farwell. The Rangers dropped their fourth in a row tonight, 5-2, the final in favor of Saginaw here at the Dow Event Center. I bid you a very good Saturday night from Michigan.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.